Listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday, August 2nd.
I thought it was Friday this morning. It was bad.
It is for some of us.
Oh, you. Right, yeah.
I'm going to be spending a little time on the road. We'll even head out early. But it's all good. We've got something to be joyful about today.
We do.
We have something to be joyful about every day.
Hashtag Joyfully Lutheran.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
We are.
Joyfully Lutheran. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin at CUW.edu. Live Uncommon. What noise are you making over there?
Sorry, I'm
brewing coffee in the studio
today. I'm setting up my thing so I can take a picture and post this on social media because I couldn't have done this before we were on air.
Brewing coffee in studio for our guest today.
Yeah.
Dr. Kevin Armbrust, LCMS Manager of Editorial Services, LCMS Communication. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Good. Great. Also in studio, Eric Lunsford, managing photojournalist for the LCMS. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Good to see you all again.
It's good to see you, too.
I know. You guys are always so happy and joyful. I love it. And in such a pleasure.
You don't have a camera on you.
I don't. I know. I'm fresh out.
Is that, like, attached to you or something?
You're downstairs in comms.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Do you feel, I don't know, naked when you don't have your camera with you?
No.
That is quite okay. The question.
But, you know, I think now for 18 years, I've had one camera on each shoulder. So what's really bizarre is when you put one down, you're like, where's the other one?
It's like something's missing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And they just balance so nicely. But I've added a third one now, and it's just kind of like, now it's all everywhere.
It's all everywhere.
It's good stuff.
So if Eric has cameras with him most of the time, Kevin, what do you have with you most of the time?
Eric.
JoyfullyLutheran.org. What is JoyfullyLutheran.org?
JoyfullyLutheran.org is a website that we've created. Joyfully Lutheran is the convention theme for the 2019 convention. So as we lead up to that convention, Joyfully Lutheran is kind of a theme that we're developing as we want to bring people along into this idea of being joyfully Lutheran. And it's based on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 18 through 24, or I'm sorry, through 16 through 24, where Paul says in 16 through 18, it says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So those are really our three theme verses that we get joyfully Lutheran from.
So what does it really mean to be joyfully Lutheran? Does that mean I have to be happy all the time?
Well, you should be.
Oh,
no, actually,
man.
No, it doesn't. What it really means is that our joy is in the fact that we are saved because of God's grace, that his love, his mercy, his grace, his actions for us in Christ Jesus is all that is needed for salvation. And that is joy, to know that God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for us, to rise again, to forgive our sins, to give us this in our baptism, in the Lord's Supper, through his word. This is joyful, that I can wake up every day and know that my sins are forgiven. I'm a baptized child of God.
So our joy is in Christ.
Our joy is in Christ.
Absolutely. And thank goodness, because...
Actually, thank God.
Well...
Literally.
Literally.
That's verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances.
All right, you got me.
Yeah.
So this website, where did this website come from, this idea for this website, joyfullylutheran.org?
Well, it really came from a meeting with President Harrison as we were discussing some ideas that we had. And this was something that he was really excited about. And in conversations with him and some other people, we really started developing this as a theme. And then we thought about developing a website. And so as we sat down with some people in comms who are really good at their jobs and developed a website and wrote some material. So now we have a website out there that both teaches what Joyfully Lutheran is, but also there's resources there. There's Bible studies. There's things for your phone for a wallpaper. There's stories of people in our synod that are joyfully Lutheran that we're continuing to populate. And that's Eric and I have worked a lot on that together.
So that's where Eric comes in the stories, being a photojournalist.
Yes, indeed. Being able to get out and visit with our ministries and our parishes and see how God's work through people is just incredible. You know, one of my last stories is I was up in Algona, Iowa. And fantastic. Trinity Lutheran Church up there is this wonderful congregation. And you just see there's the TLC quilters. There's just a lot of joy there. They love giving. They love making quilts. They're just wonderful people. And so to be able to share these kind of stories and just show, just this joy is just terrific.
So tell me about capturing that joy and then conveying that on joyfullylutheran.org.
I think the beauty here is that these are little stories, little vignettes. And you just want to just dive right into them. And, you know, one of our stories is on, you know, I remember, Kevin, us writing this together, one of the choir leaders up in Racine, Wisconsin.
Right.
16,000 worship services.
Yeah.
And how many years?
I can't remember how many years.
61, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Just incredible.
Years,
I mean, here is this man who has led choirs at the congregation. And when you break it down, you're just like, that is just fantastic. So we try to have these wonderful feature stories that you can enjoy. And we continue to go out and make pictures and tell stories. We continue to update the website regularly. And so I'm always thankful that I can help bring those stories and show those to people.
What kinds of stories are you featuring? Is it like the really unique stuff, or is it just the regular, like, hey, this is, I'm a Lutheran and this is my life and this is what we do in our church?
Indeed. You know, sometimes it's just daily life. For example, we were just in two schools, one in Los Angeles and one in Miami, and just putting those together and seeing how these little souls are just cared for, you know, across the continent. Or like Family of God in Detroit, where you just saw the love of Christ being shared for people in this you know, meals they have here, and they had a recent dedication. So to be able to share that is just, that does give me joy, not only in what our God has done for us, but also to be able to be a servant and to share those stories.
Yeah. What have both of you learned or discovered as you're going through this process of creating a website and living with this Joyfully Lutheran theme for a while and talking with people about it? What have you learned through this process?
I think one thing that we've discovered is that people are a little confused by being joyful and Lutheran at the same time.
Emotion? What?
Yeah. And it's really interesting when we ask people, what makes you joyfully Lutheran? They usually have no idea. But then the neat thing is, because they're Lutherans, when we explain to them that this is really, really pointing towards Christ, then they really jump on board and they're really involved. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly it. That's actually the point of being Lutheran and being joyful, is really rejoicing in what God has done for us in Christ. And then when they open up and they start sharing about how they're living that out in their lives, you know, whether it's quilting or making music or helping people in our city, or whether it's just being a mom or a dad or just going to church every Sunday. As we travel and we talk to people, when we explain what the theme really means, they really start being joyful and they start expressing their faith to us in really just amazing ways.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because our consumer-focused society interchangeably uses joyful and happy?
Hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's part of what we want to get at in this, is that we do not measure God by our circumstances. But we learn to look at our circumstances through the promises of God in Christ. And that gives us joy even when we're not happy. You know, even when life is tough, we have a joy that can't be taken away from us because it's a promise that has been kept in Christ. And this is really the best part about Lutheran theology, is that we're always going back to the cross of Christ. We're always going back to the death and resurrection and saying the promises have been fulfilled. We don't wonder if God's going to keep his promises. We know he keeps his promises. And that's where our trust is. And we receive that through baptism. We see that in the word. We receive it in the Lord's Supper. And we share that in our daily lives. And it really is a life of joy, even when we're not happy.
Mm-hmm. So I may not be happy because I have a flat tire, a car that doesn't run.
Right.
But I have joy. I am joyful because I have something far greater than that.
Yeah, exactly. And that can't ever be taken away from you.
We're laughing because you can hear Sarah pouring coffee. Yeah. Fitting for the coffee hour.
I came up here and I said, there actually is coffee brewing for coffee hour. And it's this amazing looking French press. And I'm looking over the other microphone going, oh, that's...
I can't guarantee this good quality, though.
The coffee.
Here, Kevin.
Roast is in and of itself is good. I'm not sure about the brewing process this morning.
It smells like coffee.
Well, that's good.
We only have about a minute left. What can we find at joyfullylutheran.org? I know we have some, you've shared some great stories there. Anything else we find at joyfullylutheran.org?
There are Bible studies that are usable. You can download them and use them as you see fit. There's some writings about what Joyfully Lutheran is, and there's, like I said, some resources. There's social media resources. There's resources for your phone. And we'll continue to populate the website as we develop more resources and tell more stories. So keep checking back and read more stories as we find them and publish them. And also, you know, as you're on social media, our social media manager, Peter, has been using the hashtag Joyfully Lutheran a lot. Mm-hmm. So you can search on social media for Joyfully Lutheran hashtag and join in the fun. So,
and there's a photo, what's that called? A filter frame. Isn't there a Joyfully Lutheran?
Yeah, there is.
The Facebook frames. Facebook profile picture frames.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and people can share their own stories too, right. And hashtag them Joyfully Lutheran because then other people can find them.
Yes.
Dr. Kevin Armbrust, LCMS Manager of Editorial Services. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Eric Lunsford, Managing Photojournalist for the LCMS. Thanks so much.
My pleasure as always.
Check out joyfullylutheran.org. And coming up in just a little bit, we had a chance to talk about a really fun event this summer, Cantor Camp.
So fun.
With Christine Roberts. So stick around for that as well. If you're listening to the Coffee Hour, I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
For the lonely and homebound, for the grieving and dying, and for all those who are afflicted in body, mind, and spirit, especially for me.
Join us for a live broadcast of Chapel at the LCMS International Center weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.